Manhunt.
Manhunt. Manhunt. I'm trying to think of a game. What game that is? Manhunt.
Dude, don't tell me you've never played Manhunt.
You know what? You might be completely disappointed in me, huh? Let me look that up. Let me look that up.
So while you look that up, I Am Iceman says The Sims is just so easy to get a good career and meet people in that game. So you're just playing real life, dude. Go outside.
Well, I wanna let's say, like, okay, if we read the one below that, he's like, rocks yards, like, until you're enjoying yourself in the swimming pool and someone who moves a ladder.
Oh shit. I've never played The Sims, so I Die Horror Cosmic. This is Carlos.
This is James.
And I lost my thread. All right, okay. Triple A with a B says people who were born already fucking up, dude.
Okay, no. Sorry, I'm gonna take over now. You lost your chance. People who are horny enough to sign up for those porn game ads and horny MILFs are in your area, quotation marks, ads. What happened?
Oh shit, this must be steamy, dude. Gotta open my window even though it's freezing outside. What does that say? Jin Anthony X says, I used to work tech support for an internet service provider. Had a customer call in once, a woman who was friendly and pleasant. She was having trouble doing anything online. Redirects and pop-ups to the point IE was crashing. I asked her when the issue began, and she said, well, it was just fine until yesterday when someone decided to look at pornography in the background. I hear a guy say, I'm sorry, honey. The rest of the call went that way. She was perfectly pleasant to me while I tried to help her, but occasionally raising her voice to the point out that they wouldn't have the problem if someone didn't decide to look at pornography, followed by the husband apologizing again. I felt bad for them, but it was hilarious.
Putting a husband on blast like that.
to the IT guy, dude.
Right.
That IT guy has more fucking widgets of porn than anybody can count.
Right? He's like, I actually took precautions not to get fucking Trojans.
Use a VPN, dude. Actually, how do you even stop that, James?
What? Getting that shit? Just antivirus. Because usually, like, you know, you can usually get something like ad blocker or like a malware blocker or something like that.
James, you're really what? Really fat for that one. It said made me chuckle. You're really showing your true colors right now, James. Look at that. Nervous Plant says, before he retired, my grandfather used to work in the tech support field where he was specialized in antivirus programs, etc. He always spoke about how he had an astounding amount of panicking guys coming in with their crashed computer. After having visited a number of suspect sites, in 99% of those cases, it was, of course, porn. And whenever they asked what the course of this issue was, and he gave them honest answer, they would totally deny it, always with bad excuses to follow, like, oh, I borrowed the computer to my friend, or I must have clicked something accidentally, LOL. That was back in the 90s, early 2000s. Dude, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Why watch porn on the computer, dude, when your phone's perfectly fine?
Well, I mean, like, nowadays, yeah, but like back then, that's all they had was a computer. And plus, like, the internet was still brand new. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing. They didn't know, like, the bad shit that was lurking in the shadows.
Dude, when I used to have my PSP, I used to have to go, like, sit by my neighbor's house to get their Wi-Fi to go look at porn, dude.
Talk about taking extra steps, Carlos.
That was, like, 2 weeks ago, dude. No.
Don't lie to me. It was yesterday.
Dude, I wish I still had my PSP. PSPs are dope. Sugar and spikes. Me masturbate. Why I never... Everyone does it. People should just admit the stupid mistake. Is that true, James?
Well, I think nowadays people are getting to that point. People are getting a little more open with sexuality, which has its pros and its cons.
I have nothing to add to that, James.
Nervous Plant says, exactly. You only embarrass yourself more by coming up with some lame excuse that whoever needs to fix the computer won't believe or care about anyways.
Yeah, because they have more skeletons in the closet than anybody, dude.
Probably. Who knows? Everybody has skeletons in the closets.
Summoner OX, it's always such a surprise to me how little we care about porn now. When I was growing up, the internet in the 90s, early 2000s, you felt you had to make those excuses so you wouldn't appear a degenerate. Nowadays, I don't give two shits who knows I watched tentacle hentai or dwarf fisting a nun while wearing a rubber horse mask and nothing else. Edit. Oh, and the gayest of gay porn as well. I'd have died if anyone knew back in the day.
I love, like, the first reply is like they're asking for this for the source of the dwarf fisting the nun.
They're asking for sauce. What and the then fuck? Look at this one. Zesty Bro says, dude, is he really zesty though? I used to work customer service. Dude, none of these are about the fucking whatever. None of them are about using those ads.
Well, I think this is, again, the case of nobody wants to admit it.
Get off the chat, bro. Zesty Bro says, I used to work customer service for a pay TV company, and you would get 1 to 2 calls a month where someone calls disputing charges for adult films, shitty softcore ones that don't really show anything, as they would appear as on-demand movie. So you would have to go through and explain that they were adult films and someone in your house was ordering them. Normally the call ended in, oh, and then the person hanging up. That sucks, bro. Why they gotta out you like that?
Like, now I'm thinking is like this person going like, oh, he called me out, or oh, my husband, or my, you know, my poop, my fucking teenage son is watching porn on my TV. Like, I'm just wondering what the realization was. Either way, it's probably shit.
Dude, I remember used to just staying up and then having those TV channels that were like so staticky, but you could still see titties. You know what I mean?
So and that was like spending most of the time trying to make out.
Trying to make it out, dude. That's how my imagination's so good, James.
That's a nipple. Yeah, I'm sure that's a nipple. 100%. That's when you a see nipple.
It's just a dude's peck, and you're just like, you're confused, and you're just like, fuck. Look at that one. Big Bear SD, James. It's all yours right there.
I worked at a customer service center for a bank's credit card section 11-ish years ago. Anything from getting the card to easy fraud stuff. I had a woman call once with over $500 charged to a card, all for on-demand videos and porn subscription sites. After having to look the misleading XYZ tech company service provider name, she swore up and down that she does not watch porn and is a single mom to a couple of teenage boys. Well, there's your problem there.
Is she hot?
I politely and cautiously tried broaching that last bit about her sons. She got angry that I would even suggest her sons use the card to buy porn. I told her, well, if that's not the case, I can report your card as stolen. Close the card, issue a new one that can take a week to arrive in the mail. And I will file a dispute against all of those charges, but have to bump it up to our fraud department who will investigate it. She got a little less aggressive about that and didn't want her card canceled, so admitted it may have been her son's for the TV, but not computer stuff. So I flagged and disputed all the website charges, left the cable bill. Someone else's problem. Yes, horny teenage boys will fall for stupid shit and be damned. And be damned the consequences.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, for some reason, like, they used to have that Playboy channel too. Mm-hmm. And I bet you it was, like, trash stuff. But, like, thinking about that, like, dude, that must have been dope.
Right? I mean, there's nothing. The porn industry has come a long way since then. Everything's online now. I mean... Fuck.
Dude, if I want to look at big butt sluts, I don't even have to leave this app.
You don't. it's become a lot more mainstream now. I don't know.
Put your pants back on, James.
They've been on. Are yours off? Fuck a degenerate.
Maybe. Dozen Nine says, I am my family's IT support because I work in the industry. There are documentary on free to air TV called My Big Boobs and Me. Dude, my dad missed watching it, but thought he could download it off the internet. It took me 5 hours to remove every virus from his computer.
Okay.
I've never related more to being a dad ever.
Right. Okay, Be Real Internet says, about 2001, I used to make shitloads of money cleaning viruses and spyware off people's computers who had obviously been to porno sites. Spybot was a king and one of the go-to programs, along with other registry cleaners. On the weekends, I would help friends for beer and pizza. One of our friends won the booby prize for having over 300 malware slash viruses. To make things worse, he had installed 2 virus programs on his OS.
What does that mean, James?
Well, like, so he probably literally intentionally downloaded a program, probably something to do with porn or something like that, that was just straight up a virus.
So see, like, when you go with malware and all that shit, like, I don't know, I just use my phone, dude.
You can still get that on your phone.
It's too risky, James. Mike 909090 says, I once tried out one of those porn game ads. That's what I was looking for, dude. And I would only stop after my phone number address payment was required. I made a fake email and stuff for it. In the end, it was just a giant pit of ads. And before I knew it, the entire incognito window was filled with, you are the 11,000th visitor. Click here to win your prize. And dear Chrome user, we have detected a virus in your Google Chrome browser. Download this program to remove it. And there was no real game, even after trying to click play 10 times.
Fucking Music Geek 420 below says, the real game was the ads you closed along the way.
For real, huh? We know a couple of those types of sites.
Adult whack-a-mole.
Then Bruge Sparty says, it's a real gamble. Most of the times when I do, it's exactly how you describe it. But every once in a while, I'll find an actual porn game, but it's generally mundane and just clicking game with a shallow story. That's dumb, dude. That's like the Friday the 13th
game. It's porn. Why are you there for the story? We all know you're not there for the story.
Dude, just do the try not to come challenge, dude. That's the real game.
Jesus.
Let's see. Most of these are just fucking stupid. Tuffy Mon says something website, quite a few game parodies. Most have even slutty versions of geisha as well. Gotcha. What does that mean?
Basically like Japanese gambling.
Oh, okay. How do you know that, James?
Because I'm a weeb, somewhat.
And then malfunctioning egoist. Oh, hey, I used this before. I had a really cute fantasy game from here with all the classic fairy tale characters. It took a lot of work to unlock the erotic sex scenes, but it wasn't really hard. I found I enjoyed the game a lot more than female-oriented mobile games, simply because they are designed to be cash eaters. So much in app purchases required to progress the story of dating sims for females. I think it's one of the only things I resent about being a woman. I have to choose between shitty, valet-devouring female design.
It's a W.
Shut up, James. dude, I always fuck those up. Valet. Or literally playing erotic games for men. TLDR, free erotic games for men are better than free OTOM games for women. What does that mean, James?
It's a Japanese word for, what is it for?
Street racing.
No, it's not. What is that? What does that word mean? The Tomy game, sometimes contracted to Otoge, is a story-based video game that is targeted towards women. Generally, one of the goals, besides the main plot goal, is to develop a romantic relationship primarily between the female player character and one of several traditional male characters. Sorry, there you go. Is that according to Google?
Damn, you're quick with those fingers, dude.
I'm literally.
I don't know what else you're doing under there.
I got one hand free, so no.
Saruman says, I one time found a game that was supposed to be looks sexy GTA 5 or something, but when I finally got to it after minutes of annoying shit, it was some 8-bit driving game where you outrun the cops and pick up hookers. That's not legit, dude. Is it Forza? No. Then Lithium Land says, whoever makes a legit good one will be the next billionaire.
Probably.
Let's see what else. There has to be some gold around here, James.
Honestly, we just have to keep digging. There's tons of fucking supplies.
Let's see. Lost Vico says, actually tried it out of boredom with a Visa gift card that had like 5 cents on it. Ultimately led to nothing, just more spam sites. There is no game. Tried it on junk laptop I had that I picked up at a garage sale. Nice, dude. That's a subtle flex. You have disposable income.
Right.
Derp or Do says, they aren't exactly the same as the ads you're talking about, but here is a great article for someone who tried out several of these porn game advertisements. James, better read.
I'm trying to find where you're at. I can't find it.
Dude, I have to go way down. This one's an article on Vice, James.
Oh, okay. I see. Want me to read it?
Yes, sir. Let me read it for you because you can't read, James. I'm going to read the title for you, James. Because there's a lot of R's in there. Okay. This one's by Motherboard. I tried not to come while playing the adult games advertised on Pornhub.
Accepting the challenge from my Pornhub's most ubiquitous ads. Some of the images in this article may be considered not safe for work. You don't say. I spent a lot of time.
I wonder why.
I spent a lot of time looking at Pornhub for my job. Sure. I think that's what every man says. And there's one type of ad on the site that I can't get out of my head. The visuals change, but the copy is often the same, presenting me with a kind of challenge or dare, perhaps with a hint of hostility. Try not to come while playing this game. This challenge is typically paired with either Dungeons and Dragons esque big titty goth girl animated character. Recently, I've seen a lot of Elsa and Anna from Disney's animated hit Frozen. Oh god, doing terrible things in these banner ads. Like, mock me, try not to come. They say, just try.
Insinuation. But I couldn't say you wallet, right?
The insinuation is that these games are so titillating, the horny Disney characters so sexually potent, that a player would not be able to play them for long before uncontrollably climaxing. In the spirit of public service, I decided to try to go down the rabbit hole of board game ads. Try not to come in the process. Oh, just for everybody's know-how. The writer is a female. It is a woman.
Nice. Flex.
So this makes it even funnier. The first thing to know about these games is that they're not exactly free, and that you can't buy them like you buy a game on Steam. These ads are selling subscriptions to adult game websites. All that ads and Pornhub's network sites, YouPorn, RedTube, etc., are managed by Traffic Junkie, which is owned by Pornhub's parent company, MindGeek. It's an Ouroboros of advertising money eating its own dick and this lady telling me not to go. According to the Traffic Junkie website, these ads rake in 3 billion impressions a day. Holy fuck. Considerably, hundreds of millions of people are confronted each and every day with the taunting of an animated woman commanding them not to do what they came to do this website to do.
Dude, now that you're thinking about it, dude, there's a lot of, for some reason, there's a lot of Pixar moms always on there.
Right? Isn't it a joke that they always have the fattest asses in?
They do, dude.
I stopped my porn game reviewing quest at home as opposed to at Vice's open floor office because I don't know what will unfold on my screen. I began by clicking the first video that appears in the Hot Porn Videos United States section on Pornhub's homepage. Teen gets her yoga pussy licked by mom's BFF. God damn it.
Sounds like fun.
Go watch it. No. The first banner ad next to the video is for Cum Shots, the game. This says it's a family affairs simulator. The fuck? When I click through, it takes me to a page rotating short clips of 3D animated porn of fantasy characters, blowjobs of two dicked men, and what looks like the rabbit cop from Zootopia. Oh, God. You still there, Carlos? Oh, there you are.
What happened, James?
I don't know. You went quiet for a second.
Okay. All right. The first banner. Yes, James.
Okay. Well, I read through that. Wait, did you not catch that?
I didn't catch any of that, dude.
Okay. Well, I'll read it again. Maybe you can edit it later if it's a problem. But the first banner ad...
Stop yelling at me.
The first banner ad next to the video is for Cum Shots, the game. This says it's a family affair simulator.
What does that mean?
It takes me to a page rotating short clips of 3D animated porn of fantasy characters, blowjobs of two dick men, and what looks like the rabbit pop Utopia. God damn it. I click through and am asked to take a questionnaire, one full page per question, with those animated porn characters rotating in the background. It also asks me to choose my gender. I chose male. Choose my sex partner.
Leilani?
Leilani? I guess Leilani. Verisa? Yeah. I chose Verisa and wonder why this is assumed I'm a straight male. Choose my dick size. Oh, medium, large, massive. I choose massive, which is just the width of a skateboard according to the helpful visual ad of a CGI post. I choose my sex partner's breast size. I chose massive, which is like a set of beach balls on a woman who shouldn't be able to stand. After gathering this basic information, the questionnaire begins asking more serious questions. Anything can happen in these games, including aggressive sex.
No, dude, it's not. You.
This game has been called the most addicting sex game online. Do you have what it takes to play? Challenging them? Do you have two hands? To prevent any problems, this game includes a lot of domination and female submission. Is this okay with you? Do you have any medical conditions that could arise from
playing
games?
Imagine this kills you, dude.
For example, seizures. You just masturbate yourself dry. And the last question, what turns you on in games? It goes like this until I finally reach a screen that asks for my credit card. People from New York need to provide a form of age verification. You will not be charged. You're required by New York law to verify the age of players, the site said. There is no law in New York or the U.S. that requires adult websites to age gate
services using credit card information. When I had my first Xbox 360, I accidentally put my real age, and I couldn't do so much shit until I was actually old enough. So when I got my Xbox One, I was like 60, dude. It pissed me off.
Like for your Xbox Live account? I try to remember if they did that for my PlayStation. I had such a big problem, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Anyways, carry on, James.
Whoa. carry on. There's no way I'm inputting my personal credit card information. So I wait until I'm back in the office to start the process all over again with a Vice credit card. Hey, can you imagine a conversation with the bot? Hey, I want to sign up for this porn game. Can I use the
company? Dude, it's Vice. They do a bunch of random shit. They've gone down a peg in a couple of years, but I mean, they're still Vice, I guess.
Right. This time I start the process by clicking on an ad featuring Elsa and Anna Frozen, and they're staring at Elsa's boobs, which is spilling out of a bra. Disney did not respond to requests for comment about Elsa's boobs. I click through the same questionnaire as before, and I'm eventually asked for a credit card again. The entire process was set up to get me to sign up for a 2-day trial of mygameofvault.com. Nowhere is it made very clear that this is a short-term trial, except it's small print, which explains that at the end of this 2-day trial, the credit card charged $39.95 per month.
That's more than like fucking anything.
That's more than like
Xbox Live. ESPN is like $4 a month. Xbox Live for 3 months is $29. Dude, what are you possibly going to get out of this game?
Okay. Do you think that they charge that much because they know? Because it's like, it's, well, I don't know if it's as much taboo now, but because it's like a taboo thing, it's like, okay, I'll put that money down.
I
mean,
who puts, I think they're hoping that people will, like, younger people might be like, oh yeah, I'm down, and then fucking do it. And then by the time people realize, they'll be like 3 or 4 months into it when it's already like $100.
Fuck. That's over $100 at that point. God damn. Per month, and that the charge will show up on the bill as brand helps vcs.com customer support and billing service provider. Anyway, whatever, not my money. I give the site my credit card and finally enter the My Game of Vault site, which features a menu of dozens of porn games that parody popular video games like Call of Duty and Grand Funk Auto. Grand Funk Auto. I used to play a lot of Call of Duty as a teenager, so naturally, that's what I'm going to play first. Call of Duty. Oh, there's even a short video of it. The short intro using still images that explains my assignment is to extract Sarah, who is wearing a camel thong from a group of terrorists. The game itself is a simple first-person shooter, which looks like it was made with free assets from the Unity Asset Store. Dude, it's getting hot in here, dude. Shut up. I'm dropped into a rocky terrain with an assault rifle and soon fired extremely dumb terrorists and soon find extremely dumb terrorists to shoot. The entire thing runs in the browser poorly.
Dude, well, the little video that they're sending right here, like, it's actually well done, dude.
For a browser game? I suppose. The controls are terrible and I can't figure out how to reload, and also my aim is bad to begin with, so I die 3 times in 5 minutes. I'm sorry, Sarah, I failed you. I don't have the time to get good. I call
get good, bro.
Get good, scrub. Final review. So far, not only have I not come, I have not even had to try not to come.
Sarah, you're an angel.
Look at the fucking picture for Grand Funk Auto. It's hilarious. He's getting road.
I didn't
road
even see that. Shooting fucking... I just saw the guy.
You
shooting.
Don't.
I don't have a dirty mind like you, James.
It's literally showing that. Shut up. Okay, all right. Grand Funk Auto. Here, my task is to find the hottest babes around. Fuck them, Grand Funk Auto style. Hilariously, it's in the style of the early GTA games with a top down 2D view of a car. Also, true to the original, I drove around looking for sex workers to pick up, which happens in visual novel cutscenes. Talk to them in the most abhorrently abusive ways possible, then run from the cops. I hit a car head first and the game is over. Final review, definitely didn't that.
Dude, this one's up your alley, dude.
Oh, you're funny. World of Horcraft. This is an endless runaway. I'm an orc. We can't stop running at full speed. All I can do is jump, slash, dive, and die. I die 6 times. Twice is because the jump lagged and I ran headfirst into a large rock. Final review, no come. Tetris. tried to play Tetris, but it required Flash, which Motherboard's Guide to Not Getting Hacked clearly states hackers love because it's hard, because it's had more holes than Swiss cheese. I got all the enjoyment I'm going to get out of that game from the title alone. Final View didn't come or attempted not to come and nearly endangered my computer.
Just put it on Vice's credit card, dude.
put it on Vice's credit card. Cyberfuck. Cyberfuck, which seems like a riff on the board game Cyberpunk 2020, is off to a better start. The instructions are about pleasing a woman. Maybe I will come today. It's like very sexual instructions. This is a goddamn puzzle game. What the fuck? I'm awful at puzzles. Somehow I died trying to solve one.
How'd you die?
Probably like a bad fucking decision or a bad
outcome.
Dude,
there's a lot on here.
I just, do you see the fucking still image? She's, oh, this is for the next one. Gotham Sluts. Oh, God. Of course. Gotham Sluts, a visual novel, finally lets me see some sex. Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn fuck the Batman and sporadic moving still images. It's hard to describe, but the only things moving in these are bouncing boobs and a dick, and only when you swipe back and forth with a cursor. It's like a flipbook.
How horny do you have to be to do this, dude? And not only do it, but be good at it.
You imagine? I imagine this guy in his mom's basement.
Cut to you.
Shubby and Jesus. Just flipping his mouse back and
cut
forth.
Cut to you fucking trying to download it later, James.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, fuck. This is just too funny.
Flip book.
Like other visual novels, this game is very interactive and essentially involves me clicking through simple storylines. The gamey part of the game here is swiping back and forth with my mouse as fast as I can to simulate Batman's thrusts. It's a more explicit version of WarioWare Touched. I would say it's a hornier version of Touch, but that game was also very horny. Final review. This game has at least had sex, but I did not struggle not to come.
She's really taking that to heart, huh?
Right. Going all the way. Maybe I need to get away from parodies and play a game that doesn't mince words or pun around. I load up Going All the Way, which based on the name alone implies that I will go all the way. Sadly, it's a pickup artist game like Super Seducer. This game is basically a big dialogue sheet where I talk to ladies and try to have sex with them. I try to answer these idiotic questions correctly, quotations, on the off chance someone can come today. This is the first game I've played where you can reach the point of having sex or even seeing a nipple exposed within the first 2 minutes. Actually, after a few lines of dialogue, I've sexually talked a woman into sex after carefully reaching the point where I can make my move, finger her with juicy pussy. It's actually the game offered. I was presented with a close-up hand on a bare vulva. The motion of vigorously swiping over this image at the office is too much even for me, so I close it. final review. It pains me to say it, but Going All the Way might get the highest score for me of all the games I played on this website, if only because it promised boobs and swiftly delivered. However, I did not have to try not to go.
That game sounds intense, dude.
Looking for my next game experience, seeking the promised elusive nut, I found something. So far, I've been browsing my gamervault.com, but it's most recently added games. But toggling the highest rated games revealed a dark truth about this website. All the top rated games are safe for work, and many are kids' games. Master Checkers, Super Cowboy Run, Cake Connect, Monkey Banana Jump. I call it a line in coloring book animals.
Dude.
The purity that made me.
I could only like be like a guy that's addicted to these games and bought it and be like, oh yeah, our son plays these games. And just when everyone goes to sleep, he starts playing fucking, what is it? What is that fucking game? Going All the Way? Dude, that might be it. That might be where they're making all their money.
great.
Kids games.
I don't know how this mix of cum-oriented and totally innocent browser games end up being hosted on a site advertised on Pornhub, but a Google search revealed that at least some of the games weren't made exclusively for my Game of Vault. Cake Connect, for example, is also hosted on an educational games website. Monkey Banana Jump is also hosted on another children's games website. But here they are displayed right below a bunch of ads for cam shows and next to games like Triple X Men, Mutant Orch. I contacted the customer support email on my Game of Vault to ask why these grade school games are on a site alongside ads for cam shows and explicit games and haven't heard back. With my quest over, I decided to cancel my subscription. For all the aggressive marketing, the Pornhub Bandit ads failed to live up to the hype. Seven games in a narrowly avoided $40 charge in the company's credit card later. I did not have to try not to come. Did I have to try not to come? Question mark. No, not even a little bit. Not coming was effortlessly easy. In fact, I may never again.
That was a good one.
Credit to Vice. I almost said Vox. Credit to Vice for that.
Vox.
By Samantha.
I thought her name was Sarah, dude. Maybe I was just watching too much Terminator 2.
Maybe you were.
Earl Grey Pudding says, I lost it at the Disney does not respond to a request for comment about Elsa's boobs.
They just got comedy in the article now.
What a weird game, dude. But I guess she answered everything we were trying to think about on this.
Right? Thank you, Vice, for answering all the questions.
Demonic Neon says, I love the first sentence in the article is some images may be not safe for work. Underneath a billboard of a picture of a giant tits.
It's a little too late for that now, isn't it?
And then All Carved Up says, nothing, the game was actually like Bejeweled with tits on the side, LMAO. Somebody said that they'd play it for free. Ultimate Cat Sate says, my cousin signed up for the This Hot Girl Wants to Message You and was confused that he couldn't find the message after signing up for this crappy dating site. He must have eventually hit the right ad after some time because he married and divorced a girl from the Philippines that hated his guts.
Is this like a fucking army grunt? This sounds like something a grunt would do. Oh, fuck. Big Ed has entered the chat.
Big Ed vibes. I know you want to read that one, James. I could hear you stuttering all kinds of R's.
This is a long one. I just read a whole article.
All right. John Husky says, I wanted to make a porn game. Nice. Flex, dude, if you know how to make that. So I played a whole bunch of them over the course of a few weeks to get an idea about how the options I had. What was popular, what kind of thing. The ones from ads. What, James?
That kind
whatever.
Of thing.
The ones from ads on porn sites are by far the worst of a lot. Most of them go back to the same handful of porn game sites promising a huge library in exchange for a small monthly subscription, dude, $39.95. and the games available on those sites are garbage. None of the games that were available in the library were what I would call playable without spending some kind of additional cash. More like teaser demos where you get maybe an hour or so of gameplay, usually just enough to see a naked chick or get to the point where you think you're about to. There were a few where you could basically pay $10 to $15 one time and basically unlock the entire game. But by far the majority of them were super MXT heavy. I ended up having four games that were just basically play for about 15 minutes to an hour and a half a day because I refused to spend any cash on those games, but I still wanted to figure out what they had going on. Every single one of the games was basically a ripoff of popular mobile games such as Farmville or Candy Crush. They just threw in some dirty dialogue and some nude, usually anime girls. Dude, James, you would love that. additionally, remember the subscription I mentioned? Well, the one site that had subscribed to didn't allow you to unsubscribe over the internet. You had to write a letter requesting that. Dude, are they a gym? Gyms make you do that shit, dude. That your subscription be canceled and mail it in. I did. And after a month later, I still received a charge on my credit card. I tried calling their support, but wasn't able to actually talk to someone on the phone. There were tons of warnings around the site and on the phone system telling you not to initiate chargebacks, and they would pursue legal action and permanently ban you from their huge network of partners. Having no other options, I charged back the subscription and had the card company issue me a card. They still try to charge my card over a few months or so. I got a notification from my credit card issuer when they do. So yeah, stay the fuck away from those. If you want to get your rocks off with a porn game, either buy one from Steam, or I think there's a subreddit that's all about porn games. Go there and get some recommendations for good ones. Edit, fix a word or whatever. Dude, there's porn games on Steam, James, and you don't let me play online?
Get a computer and get Steam, man, if you want to fucking go through that horse shit of a fucking genre on Steam. I'm telling you now, the quality control...
Dude, if I want to get my rocks off, I just play Need for Speed Underground 2.
Good for you. Good for
the
you.
The speed really turns me on.
Let us ask the important question here, Carlos, that we're missing. As I love Bitoku says, so did you make the porn?
For real, game? Dude. Did you?
And then the guy responds, I did not. I came up with some strong concept for games, but ultimately when I started looking at pricing for art and on account of the fact that I'm awful at art, it was going to be way too expensive. I didn't feel like it was worth the gamble.
He should have hit me up, dude. I would have drawn it for him for free for the LOLs.
For the lols. Yeah. What if he asked for anime tits? Can he do anime tits?
I'm not sure, dude. I have to do my research. I've never even seen a girl naked, dude. Okay, Cute Geeky says they're weirdly asked for credit cards details even though the guys were supposed to be free. Guys, they charge you guys too? And then they ask, F Fences says, talk about men objectification. Look at this one. This one's going to be long, dude. Privated Rick or Dick. Same thing, same difference. Privated Richard says, I can't say about internet ads, but back before the internet, I signed up for every ad in the back of a girly magazine just to get new stuff in the mailbox with more great photos. Worked great. I was getting new jerk off material for years.
This guy's on a whole new level.
Dude, did you ever accidentally go behind the scenes at like a video rental store?
Like the porn section?
Yeah, but like at a video rental store that wasn't even about that. Like one time I accidentally got pushed in there by my cousin and it was just hilarious titles everywhere.
I never had like a local like video store. Like I've been to like a fucking Blockbuster, but I don't even think they had that.
They didn't have that there. There was video stores in Home Gardens, dude. It was great.
Those one of my friends lives out so I've been out to Albuquerque and like on one of those Flex. Roads out there, and well no there's literally just a video store, but it's specifically adult video, and you just see this large red sign that says adult video just on the side of the street.
Oh shit.
they don't even try to hide it. It's just like porn right here, come and get it.
Look at Backwater Bill says, when I was 14, before high-speed internet porn, my buddy's dad ran a video rental shop that sold porno mags. Turns out when they got a new month's shipment, he'd take the old mags home. So one time we're bored at his house, so we start looking around. I think we were looking for weed stashes somewhere. Anyway, we find these piles of boxes all filled with the porno mags his dad been bringing home. Like a whole filling box with just February's Hustler mags, and there's like dozens of boxes stacked floor to ceiling. Needless to say, I made a shitload of money selling those. Finally stopped because I would carry them in an extra backpack. And one day, some kids thought I had a camera equipment in there, so they jumped me and took it. Why would they think you had a video equipment, dude?
I don't know. Why would they jump you for video equipment?
This small town drama right here, James.
I guess.
That's like something out of a Tarantino movie.
Oh, he's another one. Tarantino movie. Cold Blood. What is the Cold Blood Ed?
Cold Blooded. Deely?
Jelly.
Jelly.
Cold Blooded Jelly Donut. That's
what that was very hard to do. What a fucking. What a bitch, dude.
No capital letters to make it easy. Fucking bastard. A teenager in my small town used to steal dirty Macs in the local auto repair shop. My brother and I bought a page with a pictorial of a lady shaving her nether regions.
What does that mean, James? Like... No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking hell. We were like 5 and 7, so we didn't really understand what the fuck, dude? We were looking at. But we knew to keep it hidden, so we put it in a coffee can and buried it in the neighbor's garden. Nearly 40 years later, I can still see those pictures. I wonder if they ever find it. Oh, this person asked, do and your mom.
Nice, dude.
The Reddit user's name is do and your mom, yeah. Which is hilarious. Have you ever tried to get them back? Let's see.
TMT the Underman says, now I'm just imagining an Indiana Jones type adventure with clues and puzzles and temples just to find some old porno mag.
Old porno mag? That's fucking great. But he does reply to the question. He says, no, but I suppose if I ever go back to that town, I could do a midnight garden dig. It wouldn't be suspicious at all. Like geocaching for grown.
And then General Mysterious says, imagine what your mail carriers thought. Dude, did I jump too far? Yeah, I probably did. Let's see. This reminds me of my friend's neighbor. He apparently had Playboy subscription. A sheet of subscription ballots with stickers of girls on them was hanging out of his box. It was townhome until so everyone in his built. Dude, were you jacking off while writing this? Had the same box just with different compartments. Anyway, we noticed the sheet sticking out. We covered his box with the stickers, and man, when he came to get his mail, he turned 720 degrees in shame. I don't even know what he's talking about, James. Do you?
He just came up to his mailbox. He saw it covered in porno stickers. He's like, oh. He panicked, probably. What was that? Is that you sucking on your fucking vape?
No. What are you talking about, James?
Bastard.
Eat a dick. Eat a free-to-play game, dude.
But it seems like all the stories are over now.
Not really. Look at this one. Option Geek. I still remember the first time I received an offer of pornographic services via email. The year was 1993. A beautiful year, James. That's when I was born. Towards the tail end of it, James. I was absolutely horrified. I wrote them back expressing my indignation and threatened legal action if they ever sent me something like that again. Then when my wife turned away, I spent the next couple of hours trying to figure out where the email came from and what kind of other horrors they might have in offer. Dude, that was a fucking roller coaster of emotions right there.
He spends all that time to make him not sound like a scumbag. But in the end, he's just like, okay, I don't have anything.
Dude, I like this guy. Dude, he had a computer in 1993. This guy like a millionaire or something.
Right.
My girlfriend, Vash1012, says, my girlfriend actually signed up for one as a gift for me because she knew I liked games and liked porn. What the fuck? So what could go wrong? It ended like you might expect, with hundreds of dollars in charges to a Russian website and no porn game.
Cool, I guess. I mean,
Swaggerous Prime says, I was lucky there were a few males on the side, so my account was free. You won't believe how many cock-hungry women are out there. You never have to masturbate again. Nice, dude. That's a flex.
Really noted.
Let's see. These next ones coming up are pretty long, dude. And you said okay. They were done. You don't think they have stamina or something?
They were just talking shit for a good minute, but now it seems like they actually begin to boys
out. Some substance.
Yeah. Let's see. The Yellow King. I'll read that one. A bunch of YouTube videos that have answered this question. They answered nothing but stolen information and scams, etc. Fastest way to have your personal information stolen, email breach. Don't worry, we just need to verify identity. Just give me your CC info and we charge just $1 to know you are you, sweetie.
My name is Vladimir Putin. No.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a character, James. You like it?
No, you're not. You're being a twat. Shut up.
Carry on. Right,
That's not a story. Here we go. I got one. Bonjour Deluxe. A kid who washed dishes for me several years ago started telling us.
That's about a flex, dude. You have somebody else washing your dishes?
Telling us about his girlfriend one day. After about a week, it came out when he showed us the messages that she was a chatbot and he was too innocent to have known.
He fell for a chatbot?
Also turns out that even though he was 19, his mother retained and controlled his debit card. And he suffered a brain tumor in his early teens and had lasting damage. Oh God, I turned south real quick. I'm trying to remember what everyone's name at work for him was. But all I can remember was it wasn't
Isaac
appropriate, and he answered to it without question. I can only describe it as positive reinforcement, though in hindsight, I like to think it actually worked on him. Poor kid, though.
Fucking that went dark, dude.
It did. But chatbots are funny. I like sometimes, like, if I ever get a random chatbot, I start talking to it in like a different language, like keyboard on my phone, and see if it actually does it. And it will. It will start talking in a completely different language if it detects it.
Dude, chatbots are weird because I remember there was like a famous one when we were like in 11th grade, and mm-hmm. like it was an app that you can get, and a lot of people used to like do some cryptic shit with it. I forgot what it was called.
Like, so like would the app be for chatbot, or like they would like get the app and they put chatbots on the app?
No, I think it was an app that was a chatbot, and you'd be like, "Oh, this chatbot will tell you your fucking future or whatever." It was weird. It was really weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Huh.
But like the drug one, dude, we're really weird at that age.
That is true. That is true.
We like cryptic shit. Somier AF says there was one game which opened as a pop-up but looked very legit. Don't remember the name, but I think there was a reoccurring porn star by the name of Little Caprice. The motive was simple. You make a porn empire by hiring people for different types of porn work. The harder you clicked on them, the more they moaned, the more they earned. Didn't play much, but seemed fun. Okay. What a weird ass game, dude.
When people do anything to get their rocks off. All right. Nathan B065. This was years ago, 2007, in my first year in college with internet. Nothing happened except my computer got so many viruses it literally quarantined itself, stopped functioning. I had to call campus IT to come fix it. I was so embarrassed and thought I was going to get kicked out of the school for looking up porn. They fixed my PC. I didn't get kicked out for that. Everything was cool. And then fucking Seven Oodles replied, you know, quoted, I didn't get kicked out for that. Why do I feel like there's a whole another story in those two words?
Dude, for real, there's a campus IT?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why is that not you, James?
I could. I mean, like, I don't have, like, the training experience for technical work like that. I could.
Every time they say IT, I just think of that guy from The Office. Why Fly Boy 68. I worked for a large state agency most of my professional career. The God-fearing Christian soul who was the head of the public relations had to have his desktop computer's hard drive wiped clean and the operation system reload about once every few months. According to the IT people who I knew, dude, this is like giving me problems, hold on. Who I knew who had to fix the problem constantly, it was due to his extensive porn surfing and playing the porn games. Administration refused to do anything about it. So after about the fifth or sixth time it happened, IT refused to rebuild his machine. He abruptly retired with a sweet retirement plan. Wait, is that like, is he like a, what about the Christian part? I don't get that.
Well, like, you know, the idea is like, you know, good God-fearing Christian soul. Like the idea is like, you know, being Christian or being religious, you know, they tend to stray away from risque things.
Oh, I thought he was like a pastor or something.
No. He's just, you know, he probably been, you know, wore his religion on his shoulder, made it known.
Dude, I have a crazy pastor story about right here where I live at.
Oh shit,
dude, there was a pastor in.
I don't say where.
Oh, it's Home Gardens, dude. But you're not gonna know where that's even at if you're just somebody out of nowhere. But he was a Catholic pastor, and one time he got shot in the middle of the night, and people were like giving him like all kinds of shit, like, oh, like, I don't know what happened, but like, I hope you're okay and everything. And it turns out he got shot in a drug bust that he was running from his fucking church. And that all came out after, and then all of a sudden he disappeared, dude.
I guess.
And funny stories, my sister had his quinceañera and he was the pastor, so I know exactly how the fuck he looks, dude.
So I think I had a bigger feel of cartels than he did of God.
That's fucking funny though, dude. I don't know why I remember that. When he said Christian, I'm like, dude, these guys are sketch.
Fucking hell.
Look at that one, Word Peace 9924, James.
When my husband and I was separated, he decided to sign up for one of those sites and paid $45 for access. Well, he ended up having to cancel his card and was out $45 because he realized a little late that he was talking to nothing but bots. Not one female, bless his heart.
Dude, that fucking sucks. How does she even know that, though?
I don't know.
Probably the story has a happy ending because she said while we were separated. Silver lining is right there, James. Mansan 1337 says, you kids got it so easy nowadays. True. Back in my day, there were only thumbnail galleries. Dude, my PSP, dude. Every other link was rabbit hole of misdirection, and no one even knew what an ad block was, because ads were barely a thing on sub 5k dial-up websites. I'd have to sit there hoping no one else in the house wanted to use the phone or was expecting a call, and I'd have to call it a good sitting if I managed to download 60 images. The good old days. James, what is a Trojan virus?
If I remember correctly, and don't quote me on this, it's a virus.
Quote you, dude.
It's a virus that tends to hide or attach itself to other files or programs, and disguise itself as one of them. And then if you run it, and it kind of hides.
Run it.
Here, let me look it up. Because I can't tell you if, like, I understand what it is.
All right, while you look it up, I'm gonna read, dearest friend. Listen, I'm a good guy. You looking for? Signed up. Typed my card info and my address and finally loaded the game. But game turned out very competitive. You had to go through a lot of shit for porn action. In the end, it was so fucking hard that I gave up. It was more like a game than a porn game. It's like that girl from Vice, dude.
See, I actually had to work for the titties.
Dude, you don't have to work for the titties at all, dude. They're always there.
True. All right. Let me tell you what a Trojan horse is. According to Wikipedia, computing a Trojan...
What do they know, dude?
They know enough. I'll put it that way. Take this with a grain of salt. In computing, a Trojan horse is simply Trojan. Any malware which misleads users of its true intent, the term is derived from the ancient Greek story of the deceptive Trojan horse. Shit. That led to the fall of the city of Troy. Trojans are generally spread by some form of social engineering. For example, where a user is duped into executing an email attachment disguised to appear to be not suspicious, e.g. a routine form to be filled in, or by clicking on some fake advertisement on social media or anywhere else. Although the payload can be anything, many modern forms act as a back door containing a controller which can then have unauthorized access to the affected computer. Trojans may allow an attacker to access users' personal information such as banking information, passwords, or personal identity. It can also delete a user's files and track other devices connected to the network. Ransomware attacks are often carried out using a Trojan. There you go.
Nerd.
Sure, whatever.
Let me see. All right. One good rib, James. You're my good rib. I'm not sure this was an ad, but there's this really ridiculous porn game where you're a college guy who finds a spell book, and the game is partially like those alchemy games where you have to combine certain things to get further spells, and all the spells turn the college girl into a different fetish. Normally stuff like different sex positions, I think different costumes, nothing gross, and also stuff like you could turn her into an orc. I've been several years, but I remember having more fun laughing at how weird the game was than being horny. And once I clicked on this game that said, "This game made me come a billion times a minute," type ads just to funsies and just for funsies, and it just brought me to a disappointing website for the same kind of Family Guy sex game stuff. Look at the person under that.
I'm in Slender Man's basement.
It all connects, dude. We're on Die Hard Cosmic at the end.
Mm-hmm. This is the hell he puts you through.
Yeah, I guess, dude. I guess we're pretty much done with this one, James. What do you have to add to this?
Be careful what you click on.
I guess, dude. Or just do it on your phone.
Okay, well, okay. This is what I actually gotta say. What's the fucking phrase?
Eat a dick.
Well, that, but like, fuck. Look, if it's a phrase that's like, you know, if it looks easy, it's probably not. I can't remember the fucking phrase. I'm having a complete brain fart right now.
I thought you were gonna say like eat your vegetables or something.
Well, you know, that might be nice, but like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's too easy, it's probably not true. It's like it's just, again, they're just baiting you in. It's too good.
But why would you even want to do it?
Too good to be true.
Why would you even want to play a porn game, dude? Just watch porn like a normal person.
Maybe because you just want to interact or something. I mean, I don't fucking know. I mean, why do you play games to begin with?
To fucking beat Ronnie's high score, dude.
I mean,
that being said, dude, you know how I made fun of you for spilling beer on your keyboard and it being not able to work? Well, my controller doesn't work now because I spilled beer on it, dude.
How'd you spill beer on your controller?
I accidentally put it into the port and it will not turn on anymore.
The port? Like,
where you plug it into the... Because I play with no batteries, dude. Okay. I'm a purist. Okay. And I plug it in solely into the main thing, and it doesn't work anymore, dude.
And you got beer into the port on your controller that you connect directly to.
Yeah.
How'd you get it in such a specific spot? I'm trying.
I was partying, dude.
Did you, like, the only way I can think is you did it intentionally. Did you do it intentionally? Did you...
No, I didn't.
How'd you do it?
I was partying, dude.
You must have been pretty fucking lit.
I was probably flexing or something.
Flexing, and he just poured the beer right into the port. Yeah, like, so, have you tried doing it wireless? Have you tried just putting batteries in it and seeing if it works?
What am I made out of, money?
I don't know. Go get like a pack of like four batteries.
That's a good like $10 right there.
Do you want to play games or not? Do you want to spend like what, like $40, $60 on a new controller?
I'm gonna be a mobile gamer now.
You gotta abandon Xbox completely. Oh shit.
So are you gonna go play porn games after this, James?
I would neither confirm nor deny this.
Just like you're not gonna do drugs or go urban exploring.
I'll neither confirm nor deny this.
Die Horror Cosmic. This is Carlos. James. Is it though?
I don't know anymore.
You never know, James. Get a hold of yourself.